You're listening to The Wholeness Podcast with Melissa Catherine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Wholeness Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Catherine, intuitive coach specializing in mindset mastery and committed to bringing you back to wholeness, the truth of who you were before you ever thought you were less than, whether it's due to a number on the scale, a trauma, or challenges in life. So many of us have limiting beliefs that we somehow aren't enough, and I'm here to tell you it's just not true. As a leader in transformation, having been a coach for almost a decade, with a background as a nutritionist, fitness expert, and hypnotherapist, I specialize in emotional and mindset mastery, with a spiritual connection to support you in living your best life in a body that you love. Listen each week to receive expert guidance, live coaching, and have your questions answered. It's time for you to have wholeness now. Hey guys, today I am really excited. I did a video on TikTok that went viral, and this was not my intention to talk about necessarily this week, but we have almost a million views and comments that is just crazy. So I really saw there's such a need to really be speaking into this. This is something that I teach, it's something that I talk about. It's something that I really am all about, the mind-body connection. So today we're going to be talking about, and I actually posted this on Valentine's Day, and you can check out my TikTok at Melissa Catherine. And it was, how do you know the number one reason, way to know your partner's not right for you? And I put in captions, it's never going to be what you think. And in the video I shared, do you get constant UTIs, bladder infections, or do you just feel an energetic weight on you? And I said, you know, you want to pay attention to your body. Your body's always talking to you. Are you listening? Now, clearly, this is not going to apply to all relationships. And there are tons of women that are happily married that get UTIs and bladder infections, and they're with wonderful people. So this is not going to apply to everybody. But the main principle of this video and why I really wanted to share it is I'm so passionate about our connection to our bodies and the power in that connection. And I cannot tell you how many people I know that have overlooked that connection and the guidance that they were receiving. And it led them down a path of expensive medical bills, tons of supplements, driving themselves crazy, putting mass attention in one direction to find out that then they were fine. And if you want to read more about this, just go and read almost 800,000 comments of women that were like, oh my God, yes, this happened to me. Oh my God, I cannot even tell you. Oh my God, I got out of a toxic relationship and never had a migraine again. I never had a UTI again. So it doesn't just have to be in the space of UTIs and bladder infections or just feeling an energetic weight on you. So in today's episode, I really want to talk about how to connect with your body, how to understand relationships that are positive and life-giving to you versus relationships that detract from you and can create more of a negative experience for you, because it can be quite confusing when you are with a toxic individual or someone that's just not right for you. And that's when we really start to not feel like ourselves. And sometimes we don't actually recognize that our body is giving us signs and it's giving us signals and it's giving us guidance. And my question is always, are you listening? Are you listening? Are you checking in? Are you being that partner to yourself? A soulmate, first and foremost, is you are mating with your own soul. You have to really be in that connection with your body. And I can also tell you, after I've been doing this work for over a decade, how many clients that I've supported in getting back connected to their body, and it then leads them, that connection leads them to effortless weight loss, where they're like, this is crazy. I tried all these diets for my entire life, and then I finally just connected into my body, started eating when I was hungry. I started stopping when I was full. I started checking with my body to see, is that food serving me or hurting me? Is this food helping me, right, or hurting me? And they would just start listening. And I tell everyone to have a journal where you are actually documenting and making a list, foods that support me, foods that are healing for me, foods to avoid, right? Because everyone's body is different. And although you might think that the typical culprits, you know, I shouldn't have gluten and I shouldn't have pizza and I should never have a brownie and I should never, all those connotations, right? Our bodies are always listening. I really want to remind you guys that our bodies are comprised of water, and water has energy. It's picking up on every thought. It's picking up on every belief system. It's picking up on everything you tell it. So if you keep reiterating to yourself that certain foods are bad and certain foods are good, then your body's going to respond in accordance with your direction, right? So if you're sitting there in constant panic, like, oh my God, I'm getting so much weight, right? Your body's going to respond with weight gain. So I really want you to understand we're energetic beings. And that's really what this is about. So when I did the TikTok video, I was really sharing we're energetic beings and our bodies are always guiding us. Our bodies are always guiding us to what's best for us. And what you'll notice when we bring it back to being in partnership, when you are with that person where you feel safe, where you feel heard, where you feel respected, where you trust them, where you feel accepted, where you know you can just endlessly be yourself, right? Well, there's a different experience with them, right? Being intimate with them is different. The way you feel in your body with them is different, right? There's a way in which you're able to operate and communicate, and it's really beautiful. And one of the things that, one of the many questions that I received was, what is energetic weight? Can you explain more? So let me go into that. Energetic weight is when we actually just feel heavy. We don't feel like ourselves. We're noticing and the more you get in touch with yourself and the more you know what you feel like when you're aligned versus when you're disconnected, you'll become a wizard at knowing when someone else's energy is on you. Like, I can pick up on it right away. I'm like, oh, that's not mine. And I actually have experience where I will look different, where I'll look at myself in the mirror and I'll say to, like, I said to, like, my best friend, like, I was like, I do not look like myself. Like, this is strange. This is interesting. Like, this does not look like me. And so once you fine tune that relationship with yourself and your body, which are one, you and your body are one, then you're able to really get grounded in that. And it's really, really powerful and beautiful what you will experience. Now, what I also want to tell you, because you'll very quickly be able to go, that's not mine. Oh, okay. I'm thinking I'm sad and I'm really have no reason for it. And then I realized, oh, I was just in this toxic environment, or I just went here, or I was around just, or all of a sudden you're noticing you're judging people a lot. And you're like, that's so weird. Like, I was not this critical last week. Like, what? And then you realize, oh, okay. And you can go back and go, oh, I was hanging out with these people and all they did all day was criticize people. And it made me really self-conscious. So then I started to notice I was criticizing myself, right? That's how that can happen. And it does feel like an energetic weight. It feels heavy. You feel heavy. You don't feel like yourself. You might notice that you're having different reactions to things that you're like, I would never normally react this way. What is going on with me? Like, I just don't feel like me, right? You know, when we say that, well, there's a reason. So I really want to educate and to bring you into the awareness of the power in that connection to yourself and the power in trusting yourself, especially when you're looking for that partner, whether it's a romantic partner or work colleagues or a collaboration, a partner in a business or friendships. You know, if people don't make you feel good, if at the end of the day, after you're around them, you're exhausted, then they are energetically depleting, right? That's when we could say that they're a negative energy or it feels toxic, right? If you're in a relationship, now here are some signs that the relationship may not be serving you. And I'm going, so stick with me here. Here are some ways. Do you not feel like yourself? Are you not grounded in your worth? Do you find that your happiness is contingent upon them? Are you feeling anxious? Do you feel almost that nervous energy or a pit in your stomach until you hear from them? Is everything always about them? Yourself in that relationship, you no longer do things that light you up or make you happy. It's really all about them. Do you feel seen? Do you feel respected? Do you feel heard? Do you feel safe to be yourself? You know, if you feel like you need to lose weight to be with them, if you feel like you need to not or censor yourself, if you feel like you need to, you know, dim your light a bit or take the volume down on who you are in order to be around them, then that's not you being you and you're not feeling safe. Now, the thing is, this doesn't always mean this is because the other person's not right for you. My question to you is, are you showing up fully as yourself? Are you grounded in your worth where you're like, I love me and I'm going to do me. And if it's not you, then it's somebody else. Like, I'm doing me. I'm showing up as me. I love me. I'm not changing who I am, you know? And I don't mean you don't change and compromise and do other things in a relationship. What I mean is being so grounded in your worth that you own all facets of you. And you go into that. So if you're saying, yes, that's me, but I've lost that part of me, then I want you to really look and go, is that because of you or is it because of them? Is it because of your lack of confidence in yourself, your lack of love for yourself, and you've put them on a pedestal and you think that their happiness is what you need to fulfill you, that you need them and that relationship in your life in order to be happy? Because we can never expect somebody else to make us happy. We can't and shouldn't really seek out, I hate to use the word should, but happiness needs to come from within first. I teach wholeness because wholeness is being fully whole. And when you seek out partnership with another, it's to enhance what's already amazing, not because you don't feel enough without it. Not because there's some part of you that's broken and you need to be fixed, right? So we really want to look at that and start to understand. So let's go back to what I was originally saying in the very beginning. I do need a sip from my giant water bottle. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting it to be so loud. What I was also saying in the beginning of this that I really want you to understand is when I said, you know, the number one way to know when a partner isn't right for you, if you've been getting UTIs, if you've been getting bladder infections, if you feel an energetic weight every time around them, if you feel like you lose yourself and can't be yourself, right? So these are some ways, and this can be a romantic partner, obviously, if it's in UTI, bladder infection sense, but it doesn't have to be just from that. So I don't want you to get so hung up on that piece as much as it is as being aligned in your body and going, do I feel good about this around this person? Does this person make me feel happy? Do I feel like myself? Do I feel lit up? Do I actually feel like they filled me up by being with them, right? Or do I feel exhausted, right? I've talked about this before on previous episodes about when somebody calls you or texts you and you're like, oh my God. And it's just kind of exhausting. Like you don't even want to reply, right? So that's not somebody that's energetically fueling you. That's somebody that's depleting you and exhausting you, right? So in that sense, what I really, really want to encourage each and every one of you is to be in that space of, okay, I am choosing to align with myself. I'm choosing to align with my body. I'm choosing to connect in. I'm choosing to see what's serving me and what's hurting me. I'm choosing to look at. So if your goals, weight loss, it's really looking at connecting in with your body. What do we need in terms of movement? Check in and ask. Test different things and see, does this feel good for me? So we don't want to do this from a head space. We want to do this from the heart space. The heart acts like the brain without conscious interference, right? So we really want to be in that space of, okay, let me connect in. Do these foods serve me or hurt me? If your goal is releasing weight with ease, it's like, okay, well, body, I want to partner with you, right? I'm partnering with you. I'm not rejecting you. I'm loving you. This is not about self-rejection. This is about self-love and connection. I want you to guide me to our ideal weight. Same thing. Body, I want you to guide me to my ideal partner, right? Let me know, is this person right for me? Make it very, very clear, right? And you just notice and pay attention to, are you happy when you're with them? How do you feel in your body? What does that feel like? And again, I want to ask you, are you grounded in your worth? Or did you end up losing yourself in that process and put them on a pedestal in which you're losing your worth and which highly stresses the body, which can result in physical manifestations, right? So when we're looking at this again and energetic weight, a few things that I shared to clear energy from our bodies, and it's just a few simple things, is, you know, we can do Epsom salt baths to clear. You can actually do an energetic shower and just wipe it off at the end of the day. We're just going to clear it off, right? From social media and all things, you really want to make sure of cutting the cords. And you can just take scissors, like energetic scissors, and cut like this. And you want to cut cords from your computer, from your phone. And always, always know that you can pray to Archangel Michael and ask for protection in the beginning of the morning to wrap you in a bubble of golden light and to ensure that only love and light is within your bubble, and to keep it only your energy, and only love can come in. All other energy gets repelled. It's like, you know, those glue bottles or things are like a rubber band. It's just snapping off of you, right? So that's just a really, those are just simple ways for you to really be in a space of alignment and recognizing what's mine and what's other people's. Let me restore my energy to me. Let me cut all cords. You can also ask Archangel Michael and any other angels and guides that fully support you. Even if you have no idea who they are and this is completely new and novice to you, you can just say, hi, angels, guides, I'm calling on you, and actually say it out loud. I'm calling on you if you could cut all cords with my ex, if you could cut all cords with my current partner. And that does not mean that they're not going to love you. That does not mean, it just means you're restoring their energy to them. So whatever stuff they might have projected onto you, you can do the same thing with family members. Whatever stuff was put on you, you can just restore that energy goes back to my mother, my father, whoever, right? My kids, my energy stays with me. That does not mean they won't love you. It does not mean you're cutting cords of love unless you want to. But that really helps to energetically cleanse and clear you. I want to remind you, we are all made up of vibration and frequency and energy. And if this is kind of like, if you're listening to me and you're like, what is this chick talking about? That's totally okay. This message is not going to be for everybody. But for those of you that it's speaking to, definitely know that you're meant to hear it and it will be highly supportive for you, right? And so really understanding that and recognizing. So again, if you've placed a hyper focus on healing yourself of certain things and you're maybe taking a million supplements and you're kind of like, I don't know, I read here to do this and I read here to do that. And somebody told me that they think it could be this and could be that, especially things pertaining to hormones or gut issues. Let's ground in, let's get a journal that's specific to that and start dialoguing with your body, asking your body, what do we need? What is the best thing? Is this medication even working for me? Right? How do you feel in your body? Now, it takes time to fine tune this. This is like you're fine tuning a connection and a relationship. This is something I specialize in and something I've been doing for a very long time. So I am at a place where I can legitimately look at a supplement, feel it, and just be no or yes. There's also things like muscle testing that you can do. Definitely look that up and see if that speaks to you. But all in all, the primary message of today is your body is always guiding you. Are you listening? It's guiding you to the right people, the right places, the right opportunities, the right foods. Every prayer, every ask, every question, every desire on your heart has been heard, and your body wants to work with you to make it as easy as possible. The universe wants to work with you to make it as easy as possible. God's source energy wants to work with you to make it easy as possible. But we have to be connecting in, slowing down, and taking time to hear the signs, feel the signs, be with the signs, to actually pay attention to them and to notice the guidance that we're receiving. And that's what will make the biggest difference. So again, I want to ask you and reiterate, you are constantly being guided. Your prayers are always being answered. Signs are always being given. Are you listening? And most of all, be awakened to the fact that the guidance, the answers, all of that doesn't mean it's going to look the way that you want it to, right? But it also means that it can show you the path of least resistance that has more joy and more ease. And it also will guide you to a direction in which you may never even have thought of. So be open and release the control to your way that it must look like this, and really go, okay, I put it out. I'm surrendering it. I'm turning it over. I'd love guidance. And especially in terms of that relationship, really just checking in, is this the right thing for me? Am I grounded in my worth? Have I given my power away? And recognize that you can restore your power at any time in any relationship. You start using your voice, you ground in your worth, and you remind yourself that you are worthy of taking up space. You are worthy of being seen. You're more than enough now. And my last biggest takeaway that I want you to write down is, I am always being guided. Am I listening? Get that journal, get clear, ask for guidance, ask for your next steps, ask what foods are right for me, what to avoid and what to do. Is this right for me? Get clear and be that for yourself first and foremost. And then whatever is going on for you, if it is a medical condition, then take your intuitive guidance and go to whatever doctor, functional medicine, naturopath that you go to and see what they have to say. And then again, check in with yourself. Does that feel true for me? Before you just go and spend a ton and try 50 different things and just purchase a bunch of supplements, really check in on those things and see what's right for you, because you're always being guided. Are you listening? Thank you again for being here today. Definitely check me out on TikTok, on all the places. Follow me on IG, Facebook. We do all the things. Join our wholeness group, which is epic and amazing. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here. And I will see you next week on the Wholeness Podcast. Have a great night.
Thank you for joining me today. If this podcast episode was super helpful for you, please share with your friends, guys. Sharing is caring. What would mean the world is an awesome review on iTunes. Simply click and give your 5-star review so I can keep bringing you great content to support you in shining bright, playing big, and living as your most beautiful, authentic, and powerful self in a body you love. This show doesn't stop here, so join our exclusive and private Facebook community called Wholeness with Melissa Catherine. Simply ask to join to receive endless complimentary videos, monthly Facebook lives exclusive for this community, and be a part of an awesome, sacred, safe space of incredible, like-minded women just like you, where you can feel heard, express, and receive additional guidance. And I have something else that's incredible for you this month. So if you've been struggling to understand why you sabotage the things that you want, girl, this is my zone of genius and this is what I do. So I have created a quiz for you based off of my international best-selling book called Eat Right for Your Archetype. This quiz is going to help you to identify which archetype you are so you can break free from self-sabotage to release weight and step into your power in life. So this is so much more. Even if you don't have to release weight, this is about being healthy, and your health and wellness is what empowers you to your greatness. So simply head on over to melissacatherine.com/quiz to take that quiz today, and you will receive your results right away, right in your inbox. All right. Thanks so much, guys. And I will see you in the next episode.